It's time for another Wellness Wednesday on Q92, where we get together with health professionals from our various health facilities around the Q92 listening area and talk about all kinds of topics dealing with your health and welfare. And with us today, we have Mary Beth Olson, who is a PA at Madison Healthcare Services. No stranger to the airwaves. We've had you on before. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you back with us again.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoying this wonderful spring-like weather.
It's awesome, Mike.
It's great.
Do this every winter.
You and me both. Well, let's talk a little bit about weight loss today. And
sure.
You're going to talk about, there's a lot of different ideas about how to do it. And one thing is using medication with your weight loss program. And you have some things to tell us about there.
Yeah. So February is Heart Health Month. So one of the things that really affects our heart health is weight. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about that. And we've kind of officially started a little weight loss program at Madison Healthcare Services. We've always had these capabilities to help with weight loss and weight management, but just kind of gearing this towards people a little bit more so that we can just kind of highlight our options for them. Weight losses or weight management, obesity, you know, it's affected by a lot of things. The foods that you're able to get a hold of or afford, genetics play a part of it, lifestyle. There's a lot that goes into managing that. So we have kind of a new program, we're calling it Wellness Works, which focuses on the person as a whole with medications as an option if need be. So what we encourage you to do if you have questions about it or wanting to lose some weight, just come on in and talk to your primary care provider and we can help decide what might be the best course of action for you.
Now, this is the kind of thing you want people to think that they can just take some kind of miracle pill and then all of a sudden the weight drops off, and that's kind of what everybody's looking for all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, that quick fix is tempting.
Yes. See a lot of that on TV. Yeah. Marie Osmond there is always pushing something new.
And unfortunately, Maynard, we still haven't gotten that magic pill.
That's right.
So it's a very multifactorial program that we're trying to do. And you might know or have a, you might know somebody that we are working with. Amber Boyens is one of our dietitians.
She's pretty good. And I know she's a real advocate of lifestyle change.
Yes.
Doing what you can to change your diet and
absolutely
eat healthy. So
and
she's working on me all the time.
Good.
I know that.
So. So she's a great resource, and we love to refer patients to her so she can help with those ideas of new foods we can try or substitute. And it doesn't have to be all at once. It doesn't have to be a fast weight loss. And it doesn't have to be a magic number. And it's not anything, right? We try not to focus on the number. It's more how you're feeling and how your overall health is doing, if we can help get some of that weight off if necessary, and help prevent long-term complications or have heart problems or diabetes or high blood pressure. We love to refer people to Amber, and she can help with those ideas. Mental health is a big part of why we eat or the foods that we choose to eat as well, and we have two great providers, Lisa Kukemeister and Anna Lewis, who we love to refer patients to as well to help kind of sort through, you know, maybe why those reasons that we're overeating or choosing poor foods. So we love to work with them as well to help manage the weight overall. And then there are other instances where maybe medications are a good option to help with the weight loss or help with some of the cravings or things like that. But again, there's no great magic pill. These all work best by changing your lifestyle overall, picking better foods to eat regularly, or decreasing your portion sizes, drinking more water and avoiding those sugary.
Yeah, that drinking water, that's another thing I know I personally should do more of that.
Sure.
It's what you just don't think about, you know.
Yeah.
And I know Amber's always pushing that. How much water did you drink today, Dad?
Sure.
I said, well, I had a little glass when I took some pills this morning.
Sure.
So you got to have more than that. So.
She probably didn't like that answer.
No, she
did
not. So, that's a kind of a simple one. But little things like that you don't think about.
Right. Water's important, and it can help you feel full. Sometimes we think we're hungry, but we're actually maybe just needing some water. We're more thirsty than anything. So.
Right.
Yeah, so we love to be able to do some blood work and make sure If there's any conditions that are leading to your weight gain or troubles losing weight, we can help address those. And keep an eye on prediabetes or cholesterol levels and that sort of thing. And then if we need to start with some weight loss medications or medications to help with weight loss, we can help decide which ones might be a best option for you. Okay. There's been oral pill medications to help with weight loss for lots of years, and we use those, but you know, we hear a lot about these newer medications that are good to help with weight loss and or diabetes treatment as well. So depending on the person, sometimes that could be an option, a good option as well.
I think a lot of people too, they see so much on TV. We were just talking about that before we went on, all these prescription medication ads and everything. Take this, take that, take this. And then you read stuff on the internet. Some people are, you know, you got the anti-vaxxers out there, and you got the vaxxers, and you got this, and you got that. I mean, there's so much information out there that you should just take it upon yourself not to believe everything that you see or hear on the internet or TV.
Or maybe
most of on the radio is okay,
but radio is usually pretty accurate.
But talk right to you or to a provider, and get the story right.
Yeah, right. It's easy to. There's so much information out there, and it's easy to hear all that, but it's hard to sort through what might be helpful for that person in particular, in combination with either your other medical conditions or medications. And there generally is never a quick fix or a fix all.
Just because a friend says it worked for me doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you.
We love to sit down and be able to sort that out for each person individually, what were the reasons why that medication might not be a good option for you versus another one that might be, or maybe just changing things in your lifestyle would help you feel much better and you know, be more healthy and be able to live longer, and as a side advantage is take some of that weight off too.
Right. Well, if anybody has an interest in finding out more about this, can they talk right to you at Madison Healthcare Services?
Yeah, absolutely. Any of us, right?
Okay.
Can definitely come see me, but if you're already established with one of your usual doctors or nurse practitioners or PAs, definitely reach out to them, schedule a visit with them, and we would love to sit down and chat with you. We're all ready and willing to help keep you healthy.
That's why you're there.
That's right.
All right.
Love to see
you. Well, Mary Beth, appreciate you stopping by the studio here today, and welcome to come on back on Wellness Wednesday anytime.
Thank you, Maynard. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.